Newsflash. The number of people reported sick in Germany from a foodborne bacterial outbreak that has already killed 16 spiked over the last 24 hours, with early 100 more people suffering from severe and potential fatal symptoms, according to the National Disease Control Center. The Agriculture Minister, Ilse Aigner, said scientists were trying to find the source of the unusual strain of the E. coli bacteria, which are believed to have been spread within Europe on tainted vegetables, and to discover where, in the chain from the farm to the grocery store, the contamination occurred. Hundreds of tests have been done and the responsible agencies have determined that most of the patients who have been sickened ate cucumbers, tomatoes and leaf lettuce. And primarily in northern Germany, Aigner said on RRD television. The states that have conducted the tests must now follow back the delivery path to see how the cucumbers or tomatoes or lettuce got here. German officials initially pointed to a few cucumbers from Spain, but further tests showed that those vegetables, while contaminated, did not cause the outbreak. Officials are still warning all Germans to avoid eating raw cucumbers, tomatoes or lettuce. E. coli is found in large quantities in the digestive systems of humans, cows or other mammals. It has been responsible for a large number of food contamination outbreaks in a wide variety of countries. In most cases, it causes non-lethal stomach ailments. Concerning EHEC, we have asked a few people on the street on their opinion on the topic.
How do you protect yourself from EHEC, and what is your greatest fear towards the danger of EHEC?
Well, actually, I'm not scared of EHEC, because I think the media makes a fuss about it. And, well, I just washed the vegetable as usual. That's it.
Thank you. Which role do the mass media play throughout the discussion about EHEC?
Well, on the one hand, the media has the, well, it's their task to inform people. But on the other hand, I think they really panic people because they say it's more dangerous than it actually is.
Thank you. The compensation for farmers was raised from 150 million to 210 million euros. Do you think that that is fair?
Well, I don't think that 210 million are enough to compensate for the great loss the farmers have. I mean, media panics every day. Every day we have new suspicions where the EHEC comes from. And I think farmers should get a lot more money to, yeah.
Enterohemorrhagic E. coli causes more severe symptoms ranging from bloody diarrhea to the rare hemolytic uremic syndrome. Germany's National Health Agency, the Robert Koch Institute, said 470 people are now suffering from the syndrome, in which E. coli infections attacks the kidneys, sometimes causing seizures, strokes and comas. That figure is up from 373 reported Tuesday. Germany typically sees a maximum of 50 to 60 HUS cases in a year. The World Health Organization said that cases of EHEC has been reported in 9 European countries: Austria, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland and the UK. Robert Tokes, a foodborne disease expert of the US Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, said it was extraordinary to see so many cases of the kidney complication from a foodborne illness. There has not been such an outbreak before that we know of in the history of public health.